It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Very good morning to you. I'm Jim Thorne. Today is Friday, and you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Well, I love the harmonica. One of the best harmonica players from Mississippi is Lloyd Hurricane Munn. Now, Lloyd has performed at hundreds of venues in the Southeast over the past several years. He shared the stage with the likes of Jesse Robinson, Sherman Lee Dillon, the Juvenators, the Wes Loper Band, the Key West Band, Rhythm and Rain, and also gigged with one of the most popular harmonica players of our day, Greg Fingers Taylor, who, of course, was with Jimmy Buffett. He's also performed at Disney Epcot with the Abita Blues Band. His own band is called Lloyd Hurricane Munn and the Forecasters, and it's a pleasure to welcome back to the program Lloyd Hurricane Munn. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to be on the show today. It was 4 years ago that you were on. It's hard to believe it's been that long, Lloyd. We should have had you back sooner.
Just glad to be back. It really doesn't seem that long, but I'm glad to be back.
Well, great. And you're still gigging. I know you're still performing all over the place, aren't you?
Yeah, still playing probably as much as I ever have. Some people don't know that because I do so much private stuff.
Yeah.
Conventions, big fundraisers. I've always said I've never been much of a bar player, but, those that know I'll play anywhere. So.
Well, I can't believe it. I think your bio said you've performed at over 600 venues, which is remarkable, Lloyd. That's incredible.
Well, probably because I've been doing it a long time. For years, I wrote about it. I did about 12 years of journaling, and that's when I kept up with things. Yeah. And I think I quit listing places at about 750 different venues.
Wow.
And I thought, been there, done that, so just glad to still be doing it.
Well, Lloyd, as our listeners know, the legendary Jimmy Buffett passed away about a week ago. And I mentioned in the intro, you had an opportunity to perform with Fingers Taylor. Jimmy Buffett had a huge impact on you. Take a couple minutes and just share some of your thoughts on Jimmy Buffett and whatever you'd like to share about that.
Well, Jimmy made a huge impact on me. Well, when I was in high school driving around in a Chevy C10 pickup with an 8-track, that's what I listened to. I've listened to him from day one. I was going through my cleaning out the other day and found a whole case of cassettes, and really the only music I've ever personally bought in my life has all been Jimmy Buffett, except for one Willie Nelson Redheaded Stranger album. So I've always listened to Buffett. I've learned a lot from Buffett, and there are people out there that think he kind of stays at my house. Buffett and I are more acquaintances than we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, knowing and growing up playing with Greg Fingers Taylor, who was kind of my mentor from the harmonica, it just made more sense to me. I just fell in love with that music and that lifestyle. He's been kind of my footprint for my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Recently I retired and I was telling the president of the college, Joe Paul, and he said, how could we tell? So he's been a huge influence on me. Of course, I woke up to several hundred texts that day.
Yeah.
And we're all heartbroken, but what a life.
Yeah.
What a legend, what an icon. And so, yes, he's had a profound effect on me, and I took it hard. Most of my shows are basically been tribute shows my whole life.
Well, and he loved life. You could tell that, and that's kind of carried over to you. I know, just from what I've talked with you about and read about you, you love the same. You love life too, don't you, Lloyd?
Absolutely. Me and my wife travel. We have our little puppies and do, and of course, I live on my boat about 30-40% of the time, and It's kind of that lifestyle. You've got to have a zest for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I would like to say that I'm very proud of course, I'm a University of Southern Mississippi guy, as my wife and I both are. And years ago, about 2017, we were responsible or played a big part in putting the historic marker there, telling the story how Jimmy and Fingers met at the University of Southern Mississippi, and that's where they basically started the coral reefers.
Yeah, yeah.
We were there, and I'm very proud that marker, you know, will be there forever, and that people know some of the roots that Jimmy had back to Mississippi.
He's a
local guy.
That's right.
And I was always very proud of that.
I want to play a song to start this off, Lloyd. It's Sweet Whiskey Blues with the Abita Blues Band. And this was a pretty, pretty good band, I'm telling you. And you add a whole lot with that harmonica. Maybe a comment or two on this.
Well, this was a band out of course, Abita Springs, Louisiana, that won some kind of contest years ago to go to Disney and represent Louisiana. And I knew their harmonica player. And they got ready to go, and he was going to be in a wedding. These high gigs usually happen. And I'd met this guy at Phil Brady's. I used to play down there in Baton Rouge. And he said, call this guy in Hattiesburg. And I went and played a little gig with him. And when we got done, they said, you're going to Disney. So, you know, that's how it all came about, the way a lot of these gigs do. And, you know, it's a little more raw, bluesy, all original stuff. But a great band and a great bunch of guys, and once again, I've made lots and lots of friends through the music world.
Well, here we go.
Let's
enjoy it. Sweet whiskey blues. It's the Abita Blues Band with Lloyd Hurricane Munn on the harmonica.
Trying to raise the dead. Yeah, what's that noise outside, babe? Sounds like you trying to raise the dead. Oh, it's that hard rain coming down, oh man. Yeah, it's just shaking on your tin shed. Let me tell you, I was out all night past midnight. I don't know where I've been. The last thing I remember is Jim Silka little walking in. We were having a good time. Yeah, shaking on a mountain roof now. Oh no, I'm not ready to face you. I got those sweet whiskey blues. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is so incredible. Sweet Whiskey Blues, the Abita Blues Band with none other than Lloyd Hurricane Munn on harmonica. That's awesome, Lloyd. Terrific, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, those recordings were done in a real neat place in an old Masonic lodge somewhere in Louisiana. I even forget where we went, but it was just such a cool thing. And I've gotten to record with a whole bunch of other folks. Yeah. And lately, I just did one at actually Jones Junior College. Michael Grice had written a neat song, and some of the local musicians came in, Frog Con and Wolf, and, you know, I know all these people by nickname. just did that one. Of course, I recorded a lot of tracks with J.T. Watkins.
Hey, Lloyd, we're going to have to take a break right now. We're going to come back, though, and enjoy some more music and great conversation with Lloyd Hurricane Munn. I'm Jim Thorne. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. It's 17 minutes after 9. We're 22 minutes after 9. Welcome back. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Our featured artist today, Lloyd Hurricane Munn. And Lloyd, looking at your website, Lloyd Hurricane Munn, what can folks find there?
Well, I'm in the, like everybody, I'm always in the process of updating. I really don't use my website as much as I should. I do more Facebook these days, Lloyd Munn Music Dates is kind of where I put everything. I'm in the process of trying to do a little more on the website. But I do have some shows coming up. September 16th, I'm playing Box Set in Biloxi, Mississippi. The Towns Around Parrothead Club does an annual fundraiser. I believe this year is Make-A-Wish, and we're the closing out headliner band on Saturday night.
Great.
For Box Set. Then I've got some fundraisers coming up, and I do a couple of restaurant gigs in Hattiesburg and Blues, first and third Wednesday of each month. That's a little three-piece, and I play many, many configurations. I do solo, two-piece, three-piece, full band, and it can be everything from Americana to just playing harmonica for somebody.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned you do a lot of private events. If anybody wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Really, call me. Of course, all my information is on my website, which is LloydHurricaneMunn.com.
Right.
601-543-MUNN is my cell number. That's 6866. I have a lot of fun with that. or HurricaneMunn@gmail.com. I've been doing this long enough. I'm a guy that you can actually Google. I can't believe I'm saying that. And find out how to get in touch with me.
Very good.
I'm kind of a build-a-band guy.
Yeah.
I ask people what they want, and then that's kind of what we bring to them. Or they hear us somewhere, and they go, "We love that. Can you come do that?"
There you go. Listen, I got a song queued up called Dr. Bill. A little background on this, Lloyd.
Dr. Bill was my uncle, my dad's brother. He was a town doctor in Mendenhall, Mississippi, where I grew up. My dad was the mayor in that town. And he loved music, and especially blues. And us growing up in the family band, the Allman brothers and all my brothers were musicians. He would come out when we played. And this is a song by my oldest brother off of his CD, Right Foe Day, a lot of blues tracks, and kind of pays tribute to Dr. Bill.
And your brother's name's Louie, right?
Louie Munn. Oh, he's always been the writer in the family, a great, great musician, was a touring musician for years. And actually, all my brothers are good musicians and good harmonica players as well.
All right. Well, let's enjoy it. It's Dr. Bill, the Louie Munn Band, and it's, of course, Lloyd Hurricane Munn on harmonica. Here we go.
Gave me medals from when I was ill. When I fell,
right, that's Lloyd Hurricane Munn on harmonica with the Louis Munn Band and Dr. Bill. That's awesome, Lloyd. How can people find your music? Can they do that?
I think all these tracks that you're playing are either on Amazon and iTunes, the Vita Blues Band, or Louis Munn, Right Foe Day. Some of J.T. Watkins stuff, I'm sure, is out there on those outlets as well. Probably CD Baby.
Mm-hmm. So you can find it. It's out there for sure.
Yeah, you can find it. You can find it for sure. And I've always been more of a live entertainer than I have been a recording musician,
yeah,
so to speak. But I enjoy that.
It
changes the way you listen to things once you go and record.
Absolutely.
It kind of taints you a little bit.
Lloyd Hurricane Munn is our very special guest. We're going to take a break for our CBS News update. When we come back, we're going to talk with Lloyd, who's very involved in a wonderful organization for veterans, especially veterans who are recipients of Purple Hearts, called the Warrior Bonfire Program. Good information, and you might want to take a note or two as we talk about this. All right? It's 9:30. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Y'all stay with us. All right, welcome back. It's 24 minutes until 10. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Our featured artist today, just an incredible talent, Lloyd Hurricane Munn. Find out more about him at LloydHurricaneMunn.com. Lloyd, before we went to the break, I mentioned the fact that you're very involved in a really wonderful program called the Warrior Bonfire Program. This is for recipients of Purple Hearts, veterans there. Tell us about this and what your involvement is all about.
Well, I've been proud enough to be on the board of directors there for a little over 10 years. This was, of course, there's lots and lots of Wounded Warrior-type programs, and we cater to post-9/11 Purple Heart vets. We do others, but that's kind of our focus. It was started by the Fordyce family here in Mississippi. They'd taken some guys on a hunting trip and was sitting around the campfire. They happened to be Purple Heart guys. And one of them said, I've been to every doctor in the military has, sitting around this campfire with other folks that's been in similar situations, has helped me more and all that put together.
Wow.
And that was the birth of it. So we take 6 to 10 Purple Hearts and we do trips, retreats. We say pain shared is joy multiplied. And it's kind of a networking tool, mm-hmm, where they can have people to talk to and share their pain and their joy and so on and so forth. And I personally believe it's saved many, many lives,
yeah,
by doing that. Yeah. So I've been involved with that now a little over 10 years. And one of the things that I did about 6.5 years ago, I went to the local VA in Jackson, Mississippi. Took a while to get it all through the red tape, and basically set up in the lobby and started playing,
uh-huh,
and invited my musician friends.
Uh-huh.
And we've been doing this 6.5 years now, and on the first Wednesday of every month, we will have 10 to 40-plus musicians show up.
Wow.
And so we did it there. We started in Denver. We went to Walter Reed and did it. Of course, COVID knocked us back a little bit in some of our other locations. But you know, we had lots of these veterans are musicians as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing in the hospital. We're not in a retirement home. And a quick little story. I was there one day and a friend of mine was there. And I said, oh, I didn't realize you had somebody in the VA. He said, no, we just came to hear y'all. this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, the testament isn't that they came to hear us, that they found a parking place at the VA to come hear us, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's been a very, very good thing. We've reached a lot of people, and, you know, please check it out. All these programs are fantastic. We all fill a niche,
mm-hmm,
and we believe that we fill a very good niche for Purple Heart recipients out there, and the networking and letting them, you know, share their pain and you know, see that life is just fantastic if we live it.
Well, this is a non-profit organization, and the website, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lloyd, but it's warriorbonfireprogram.org?
Yes. That is correct.
All right.
And from this, I've gotten to meet lots and lots of other musicians and lots of friends. I even have a board buddy, Renee Chapman, down in Mobile. You know, your tentacles go out a little further, and for the longest time, I was going out on a lot of these things and giving harmonica lessons.
Uh-huh.
I've given out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of harmonicas to folks. You know, there's always somebody that comes up to you and said, oh, I was going to learn to play, and I got one, and I put it down. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody needs to give them a couple pointers along the way to help them with that. So we did that for quite a while, and I think we will pick that back up now that, you know, COVID has died down, and, you know, hopefully we can do some more of that. It's been kind of neat to be able to share that.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Well, let's play some more music. How about that, Lloyd?
Absolutely.
Let's go to the Junkyard Dog, the Beat a Blues band. Any comments on this?
Well, like I say, this band came out of a Beat a Blues, Louisiana. I got to perform it live. I got to record with them and play some festivals and such with them. And it's just a good, neat, raw blues song.
All right. Let's enjoy it. Here we go, Junkyard Dog, the Beat a Blues band, and Lloyd Hurricane Munn on harmonica. That's awesome, man. I tell you, I don't think it gets any better, Lloyd, honestly.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, everybody knows me, I guess, as a harmonica player, but I spend most of my time these days fronting up the band with a guitar.
Okay.
And I've got a guy playing harmonica for me in some of those situations, Shannon Williford out of Pass Christian, great, great harmonica player, and it lets me do all these songs and buff it and stuff that I used to have to break off and play harmonica on, so it's just made for a better show, in my opinion. He plays similar to fingers style of playing, and you know, so I do a lot of playing guitar these days.
That's
singing
great.
But I get to do it all, so
it makes me pretty darn happy.
And I was going to say, lots of fun.
Yeah.
Lloyd, we're going to take a break for our final segment. Y'all don't go away. Folks, if you missed part of the show, you can go back and hear it a little bit later. I'll have it posted on my Facebook page at TWH with Jim. But we'll continue with our program this morning with Lloyd Hurricane Munn. I'm Jim Thorne. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. And also thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now, 15 minutes until 10. Welcome back. It's 11 minutes until 10 o'clock. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour, and our featured artist this morning, Lloyd Hurricane Munn. Now, Lloyd, I know you've been doing this for a long time. We've been talking during the breaks, and you've been telling me about a lot of these great musicians that you have stayed in contact with, that you've been playing with through the years, and I know that's a huge benefit of what you've been doing.
Well, absolutely, and my wife and I travel quite a bit. And I know these musicians in Knoxville and St. Augustine, but my core musicians like Jesse Robinson, Sherman Lee Dillon, the Messinas, all these people that I grew up playing music with and that I still get to run back into and play, and I've learned so much from them. I'm like the luckiest musician on earth, and I know that, and I own that. A quick little story. Somebody asked that was talking about the Jimmy Buffett thing, and my wife reminded me, of course, I'm very lucky to have married very, very well, but we met in 1979 at the Kappa Sig house, and she was over looking for the composite that had Jimmy Buffett on it.
Oh, wow.
And we met kind of upstairs by the pool table in 1979 and been married for 39 years.
There you go.
And so, thank you, Jimmy Buffett.
Speaking of that, you know, you're mentioning that your mentor, one of your mentors, Fingers Taylor, and how was that? You gigged with him too, right?
We both played blues, and we'd play with different folks, and then we'd wind up at the Subway together. I played the Subway for years with King Edward, and being the Buffett guy, he would play in my band. Of course, he played with everybody's band. When he wasn't touring with Jimmy, and led me to meeting his brother at the filming of Last of the Mississippi Jukes, Brent Taylor. As a matter of fact, I'm in Huntsville now, hanging out with him, one of my closest friends, just an absolute great guy and great family. It's nothing better than driving to a festival and listening to Radio Margaritaville and hearing Fingers play, and then 10 minutes later, get on stage and he's playing with you. I just had a friend text me that said, Suzette and Tracy Walker, good friends of ours in Burnside, said, "Oh, I thought Jimmy just stayed at your house." I said, "No, that was Fingers." Back in the day. Great, great family. One of the greatest talents ever, in my opinion, my mentor.
I got to ask you this, too, and I think we covered this on the last show 4 years ago, but maybe you can kind of recount again how you got the name Hurricane.
The quick story, and of course it's on my website, in 2004 I'd moved to Hattiesburg and had a gig at George Street Grocery with Casey Phillips and the Hounds, and there was a hurricane headed towards the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I got in the evacuation traffic going north, and it was bumper to bumper.
Uh-huh.
I should have turned around and come home. But I didn't. I got there late to the gig, and when I walked in with a case of harps in one hand, amp in the other, the top of George Street stairs, Casey Phillips said, "Looks like Hurricane Munn finally blew into town," and it stuck like glue.
Yeah.
And I've had a ton of fun with it. I have people that call me Jolly Munn. I have people that call me Hurricane. So I created a little parrot logo of with the hurricane flags, and I have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah,
and that's what you have to do.
Absolutely.
In this business, for sure.
Lloyd, and that kind of leads me to my next question. You know, there's so many musical artists who really never stop performing or recording. Age just doesn't seem to matter. Now, you've got several more years before you fall into that category, but what's the motivation for a lot of these artists, some of those that you just mentioned? Jimmy Buffett gave his last concert back in July. He was 76 when he passed away, but all the greats just keep going. What's your perspective on that?
Well, it's something that drives you. I've always said, I don't know why people take drugs if they play music. It's the biggest drug in the in the world. I was recently playing in Knoxville, Tennessee. This was the day after Buffett passed, and I was there visiting a van about to set in, and somebody said something about Jimmy Buffett, and somebody handed me a guitar, and I did 30 minutes. Of course, I can do 5 hours of Buffett, but it was like squeezing poison out of your body. Mm. It's like no other thing on earth, in my opinion. So it's easy to be driven when you have that in you. Of course, I've always said I've never really considered myself a musician. I've always been an entertainer, mm-hmm. And I love it. And I learned from some of the best.
Yeah.
Buffett being one of them. My brothers, you know, were professional musicians, and you know, it's about the show and having fun, and so yeah, it's easy to be driven. And I've also been lucky enough to meet people along the way. I have a good friend that's named John Gonzalez. Met him on the pier at my boat. He had a sailboat. My yacht was down there. We got to talking, kind of find out he was a fraternity brother, played music, and now we play in a three-piece together called the Amigos.
Yeah.
Great, great musician. And, you know, he had that same drive. He just had to have an outlet to go do it.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
You provided that for him. And many others, too, I understand.
Well, my dad would say, you get up and put one foot in front of the other, something will happen, son. Mm. And, you know, and that's kind of the way I am. I have a saying, anybody can do nothing.
What's down the road for you, Lloyd? Lloyd Hurricane Munn, what's down the road for you?
Well, I've recently retired from my big corporate job and taken another, I've always been a safety engineer type person, taken another job in October that's not as, I shouldn't use the word stressful. I don't let too much stress me out, but I plan on playing music, traveling with my wife and our three little puppies, you know, seeing our children a little more. They're all in Austin, all of them in one city right now. My daughter's in a seminary to be an Episcopal priest. Actually, I will go on the internet today and hear her preach at noon. So I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah.
So I plan on just enjoying life every day. I love traveling with my wife. You know, maybe a little slower pace with work. But the music kind of equals it out.
Yeah.
I'm not a big partier. I'm not a big drinker or anything like that. So when I go and play, I go to play music. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it's not a big party to me. It's just super enjoyable.
Well, I tell you, Lloyd, your music is super enjoyable. And the program today, your interview, your enthusiasm is very enjoyable. And I certainly appreciate you being on the program once again.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely love what I do. I, like I say, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I grew up with musicians. I've been around people. You know, very few people can say they shared the stage with Fingers Taylor or mm-hmm. Jeff Healey or Mickey Gilley. And, you know, I'm name dropping here. But it's just as much fun to hang out with Mike Baltasar or John Gonzalez and all these people that I get to, you know, and I play with Virgil Brawley and Sherman Lee Dillon. And the list just goes on and on and on. Duff Durham, all these folks mm-hmm. that through the years, by just going out and do something, created something that's absolutely fantastic.
Well, if you get a chance to hear Lloyd Hurricane Munn and his band, I recommend it highly. Lloyd, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, brother. We appreciate it very much.
Always great talking to you. Have a great day.
LloydHurricaneMunn.com is the website. Again, that's Lloyd Hurricane Munn. I'm Jim Thorne. Again, thank you so much for listening to the program today. The Blues and Arts Hour made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. I'm Jim Thorne. Until next week, God bless.
Why you do me this way? So wrong.